calling Dorothy Jane with eSystems Health. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. It's the man you married, committed your life to before the Lord, and I remain alive and well and available to you. You know, and again, I thought we shared the same scripture, but that's unfortunately another question. But, you know, I'm still pursuing reconciliation. You know, and I had to, you know, kind of continue on from yesterday. One of the things I've noticed, you know, when you look at Aleppo in Syria, because it was only the eastern portion of the city that was taken over by ISIS, recovery has gone much better because the western portion of the city was still free. So the resources to rebuild were there. When you look at places like Raqqa, in the eastern part of Syria, it's devastated. I mean, there's virtually nothing left. And then, of course, if you go to Mosul, the thing I find fascinating is that the eastern part of Mosul is Nineveh, where there is a lot of the Christian community, and they weren't quite as hard hit, and they've recovered. They're recovering. You go to the western part, the old city of Mosul. This is where Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who was the head of ISIS, you know, head of the caliphate. That's where his place was, and when he met his demise, that the old city is just completely destroyed. And one of the things I found interesting is how it was described. Even though it's been months, it still smells from rotting corpses because there are people still all over buried in buildings and whatnot. But what I found fascinating, in a recent report I saw, as you know, a camera crew was going through the city, somebody went back to middle of town somewhere, into where I assume his old home was, and you can see him rebuilding a brick wall. So even after all this devastation, he's rebuilding, and I found that an encouragement. After such devastation, to rebuild. And the analogy I think of, obviously, is my own family, because I desire to rebuild. Now, if there's devastation all around, that doesn't matter. I need to rebuild, because I'm in love with my wife, I'm in love with my kids, and I'm a committed follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, to any part of my family, I'm here, ready to rebuild. I love you all.